The end of the story. Edsko has lost her English husband and is living alone in a large country house. Keiko was living with Edsko in England, but became mentally ill and withdrew from society, eventually committing suicide. Keiko's death stirs up many old memories from her time in Nagasaki and causes Edsko to reflect on her own life. Keiko's suicide prompted her other daughter, Niki, to return and visit Edsko. Niki has a boyfriend and many other friends as well, living a full and enjoyable life. She comforts Edsko by assuring her that Keiko's death was not her fault, even though it was Edsko who brought her here from Japan. The story is about Edsko's feelings of regret for choosing to abandon her life in Japan and go to England, which she believes led to Keiko's suicide. Women overcoming the chaos of war is a major theme of the novel.